here's what happened to my mother. My mother's family. I'll tell you that story first. My mother's grandma, her Indian name was Tashina Suspechawin, but in everyday life, they just called her Suspe. Tashina Suspechawin means her blanket. Tashina, it means her blanket, robe, her blanket. Suspechawin means dragonfly, dragonfly woman. So I don't know her dragonfly blanket or something. I can translate it literally word for word, but it doesn't make too much sense. So I don't know what, okay. But anyway, her family, she was 9 years old, and 9 or 12, I can't remember right now. She was just a young girl. Her family, they were Bedouwa Cantons. They lived at Lower Sioux, but they went to Pipestone and they were digging Pipestone. And they were on their way back. They had their wagon loaded with stone, and they were coming back. And they must have been on the Kuto somehow, because they could see down the over east, and they could see just smoke coming. They wondering what that was. Well, they didn't know what that was, so they continued on, and they encountered some Dakotas on horseback coming this way, and they tell them they're fleeing. They said, "Don't go back there," he said. "There's a war started over there." So they unloaded their pipestone. They dug it and buried it in the ground, and then they took off north. And this is from my grandpa's. My grandpa wrote these stories down, so I shall shorten it. They eventually make it to Canada. They're being chased, and they make it to Canada. And she grows up there. She becomes a young woman. There she meets a man up there. His name is Shiowi Chashta, which is a prairie chicken man. And somehow he gets killed. He goes off hunting and he never comes home. And she gets she's a young woman then. I don't know what happened to her family. Maybe her family died up there. But anyway, she's a young woman now. And she's gets lonesome for Minnesota. So I'm thinking this is about 1890 or something. So then she comes back to the United States, and she marries his English name is Joseph Amos, but his Indian name is Hotuntana. Hotuntana means animal makes a noise, and that's where my grandma comes from. And they live in Siston, it's a long story. They live in South Dakota, but then they eventually, he gets tuberculosis, he gets TB, and he wants to die in Minnesota. So they move back to Minnesota, and they eventually live in this little area over here called Heku. That means below the hill. That was a little Indian village. There's Heku, and then of course there's Kahami. That's another area around here that Indians lived in. But they live in Heku. And he died in 1896. But by then, my grandma, she's married, and they still live in Siston. They live in Bikuli area there. She dies when my mom says she don't remember her, so she was 1 or 2 years old. She dies, and then grandpa, they're still living in Siston, and his in-laws are living here. Well, then he decides, well, after his wife died, that he's going to... So he moved back. He moved back to Granite here area. And so that's where my mom is raised here. She went to Flandreau or Pipestone.